Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Thursday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Lord, you are our Savior. We will praise you forever. Alleluia.
Lord, you are our Savior. We will praise you forever. Alleluia.
We heard with our own ears, O God. Our fathers have told us the story of the things you did in their days, you, yourself, in days long ago.
To plant them, you uprooted the nations. To let them spread, you laid peoples low. No sword of their own won the land. No arm of their own brought them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them.
It is you, my King, my God, who granted victories to Jacob. Through you, we beat down our foes. In your name we trampled our aggressors.
For it was not in my bow that I trusted, nor yet was I saved by my sword. It was you who saved us from our foes. It was you who put our foes to shame. All day long our boast was in God, and we praised your name without ceasing.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you are our Savior. We will praise you forever. Alleluia.
Spare us, O Lord. Do not bring your own people into contempt. Alleluia.
Spare us, O Lord. Do not bring your own people into contempt. Alleluia.
Yet now you have rejected us, disgraced us. You no longer go forth with our armies. You make us retreat from the foe, and our enemies plunder us at will.
You make us like sheep for the slaughter, and scatter us among the nations. You sell your own people for nothing, and make no profit by the sale.
You make us the taunt of our neighbors, the laughingstock of all who are near. Among the nations, you make us a byword, among the peoples a thing of derision.
All day long my disgrace is before me. My face is covered with shame at the voice of the taunter, the scoffer, at the sight of the foe and avenger.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Spare us, O Lord. Do not bring your own people into contempt. Alleluia.
Rise up, O Lord, and save us, for you are merciful. Alleluia.
Rise up, O Lord, and save us, for you are merciful. Alleluia.
This befell us that we had not forgotten you, that we had not been false to your covenant, though we had not withdrawn our hearts, though our feet had not strayed from your path. Yet you have crushed us in a place of sorrows, and covered us with the shadow of death.
Had we forgotten the name of our God, or stretched out our hands to another God? Would not God have found this out, he who knows the secrets of the heart? It is for you we face death all day long, and are counted as sheep for the slaughter.
Awake, O Lord. Why do you sleep? Arise, do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our oppression and misery?
For we are brought down low to the dust. Our body lies prostrate on the earth. Stand up and come to our help. Redeem us because of your love.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, rise up and come to our aid. With your strong arm, lead us to freedom, as you mightily delivered our forefathers. Since you are the King who knows the secrets of our hearts, fill them with the light of truth.
Rise up, O Lord, and save us, for you are merciful. Alleluia.
I have known tribulations and distress,
but in your commands I have found consolation. From the Book of Revelation. I, John, heard the Lord saying to me, To the presiding spirit of the church in Sardis, write this. The one who holds the seven spirits of God, the seven stars, has this to say. I know your conduct. I know the reputation you have of being alive, when in fact you are dead. Wake up and strengthen what remains before it dies. I find that the sum of your deeds is less than complete in the sight of my God. Call to mind how you accepted what you heard. Keep to it and repent. If you do not rouse yourselves, I will come upon you like a thief, at a time you cannot know. I realize that you have in Sardis a few persons who have not soiled their garments. These shall walk with me in white because they are worthy. The victor shall go clothed in white. I will never erase his name from the book of the living, but will acknowledge him in the presence of my Father and his angels. Let him who has ears heed the Spirit's word to the churches. To the presiding spirit of the church in Philadelphia, write this. The Holy One, the true, who wields David's key, who opens and no one can close, who closes and no one can open, has this to say. I know your deeds. That is why I have left an open door before you which no one can close. I know that your strength is limited, yet you have held fast to my word, and have not denied my name. I mean to make some of Satan's assembly, those self-styled Jews who are not really Jews but frauds, come and fall down at your feet. They will learn of my love for you in that way. Because you have kept my plea to stand fast, I will keep you safe in the time of trial which is coming on the whole world, to test all men on earth. I am coming soon. Hold fast to what you have, lest someone rob you of your crown. I will make the victor a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall never leave it. I will inscribe on him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which he will send down from heaven, and my own name, which is new. Let him who has ears heed the Spirit's word to the churches. To the presiding spirit of the church in Laodicea, write this. The Amen, the faithful witness and true, the source of God's creation, has this to say. I know your deeds. I know you are neither hot nor cold. How I wish you were one or the other, hot or cold. But because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I will spew you out of my mouth. You keep saying, I am so rich and secure that I want for nothing. Little do you realize how wretched you are, how pitiable and poor, how blind and naked. Take my advice. Buy from me gold refined by fire if you would be truly rich. Buy white garments in which to be clothed if the shame of your nakedness is to be covered. Buy ointment to smear on your eyes if you would see once more. Whoever is dear to me, I reprove and chastise. Be earnest about it, therefore, repent. Here I stand, knocking at the door. If anyone hears me calling and opens the door, I will enter his house and have supper with him, and he with me. I will give the victor the right to sit with me on my throne, as I myself won the victory and took my seat beside my Father on his throne. Let him who has ears heed the Spirit's word to the churches.
If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into his house and share his supper, he and I together. Alleluia. Those who gain the victory, I will feed from the tree of life which grows in the garden of God. I will come into his house and share his supper, he and I together. Alleluia.
From a letter from St. Cyprian, Bishop and Martyr. As we do battle and fight in the contest of faith, God, his angels, and Christ himself watch us. How exalted is the glory, how great the joy of engaging in a contest with God presiding, of receiving a crown with Christ as judge. Dear brethren, let us arm ourselves with all our might. Let us prepare ourselves for the struggle by innocence of heart, integrity of faith, dedication to virtue. The Blessed Apostle teaches us how to arm and prepare ourselves. Put round you the belt of truth. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. For shoes wear zeal for the gospel of peace. Take up the shield of faith to extinguish all the burning arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Let us take this armor and defend ourselves with these spiritual defenses from heaven, so that we may be able to resist the threats of the devil and fight back on the evil day. Let us put on the breastplate of righteousness, so that our hearts may be safeguarded, proof against the arrows of the enemy. Let our feet be protected by the shoes of the teaching of the gospel, so that when we begin to trample on the serpent and crush it, we may not be bitten and tripped up by it. Let us with fortitude bear the shield of faith to protect us, by extinguishing all the burning arrows that the enemy may launch against us. Let us wear on our head the helmet of the Spirit to defend our ears against the proclamations of death, our eyes against the sight of accursed idols, our forehead so that God's sign may be kept intact, our lips so that our tongue may proclaim victoriously its faith in Christ its Lord. Let us arm our right hand with the sword of the Spirit so that it may courageously refuse the daily sacrifices, and like the hand, mindful of the Eucharist, that receives the body of the Lord, stretch out to embrace him, and so gain from the Lord the future prize of a heavenly crown. Dear brethren, have all this firmly fixed in your hearts. If the day of persecution finds us thinking on these things and meditating upon them, the soldier of Christ, trained by Christ's commands and instructions, does not begin to panic at the thought of battle, but is ready for the crown of victory. For the law of God, his holy man engaged in combat even unto death. He fears no wicked threats. His faith was founded on solid rock. Alleluia. He renounced earthly joys and gained the kingdom of heaven. His faith was founded on solid rock. Alleluia. Let us pray. O God, for whose honor the Bishop St. Stanislaus fell beneath the swords of his persecutors, grant, we pray, that we may persevere strong in faith even until death. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.